the mobile's getting a little bit better there, 10-4. Made for quicker deployment.
Yeah, 410 there, Motormouth Mall. Well, hey, I'm getting a gate on you right now. I figured I might as well get a gate on you. Let you know what that thing sounds like, but, them conditions definitely be dipping and dabbing, swinging back and forth and all that good stuff a little bit here, but, so I hope you still got some good conditions on me. Of course, if you ain't got the best of conditions on me, I can go flip on the big box and let you hear that, but, I figure I might as well work this little two-pill by itself while I can there. 410 there, Motormouth Mall?
Careful on that, man. No pain, no strain. I got you wall to wall over here. You sound real good. And by the way, while I'm on that gate, you say conditions are dipping and dabbing, so it's going to be reflected in the quality of the gate as well. But out of curiosity, I'm not going to make any changes now, but for my when I listen to your gate, when you send it to me, and also when I do some more tuning on the audio, I'm going to
from yesterday.
Lacy side, or could it use a little bit more bottom end? In your
opinion. Boomhauer said it, and I'm standing by.
Careful there, Boomhauer. I lost you for a moment there. Conditions kind of faded out, but I didn't have you totally peeked in there. I had to move my truck just to leave you come home. But you said that there was a little thing in there that kind of sort of is noticeable, and it's the alternator whine. There's a rev limiter on this truck. Look at that. I put my foot to the floor and it sits at 4,000 RPM. I've never done that before. This truck's got a rev limiter on it. Anyway, Boomhauer, yeah, there's a little bit of a whine in there, but not something I'm going to worry about. I think that'll at least give people a little differentiation between whether I'm in the base or the mobile there, 10-4. And then also, I was at, when you said you didn't quite hear what I said, I was just asking if you thought that it was a little bit too bassy or too trebly, but then you said you wouldn't change a thing. So I'd be looking forward to hearing a little sample of audio there in the email. I'm up on top of a mountain right now, so I don't know if I'll be able to hear it. Certainly, I don't even know if I've got internet up here or not. I can hook up the wireless stuff and see if I've got some internet I can steal, but I don't think I've got any internet up here, so I'll have to wait. Anyway, Boomhauer? I turned my vehicle so the beams pointed east, man, and I got the east coast up there wall to wall, about 9 S units. I look up at you, I don't hear the east coast at all, and I got you in there at about 7.5. So, I gotta love this antenna. This is the most impressive three-element beam I've ever seen in my life.